Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially we had a chance to bring our good friend Barbara Weltman back on the show almost 17 years ago. I mentioned her name for the first time and told you that I thought there was some real promise that she was going to be a great member of our brain trust. That was just about the time I started talking about a brain trust. And she's been a great abiding resource and supporter of all the things that we do, because she like me, cares a lot about you, and all of her work is done as most of our brain trust members are, to support small business owners. She's the author of all the J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes books, including the J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2015, right, Barb?
That is correct.
So that's the brand new one that's out now, and so many others. Barbara, welcome back.
Well, thank you.
So what's going on these days? What's the news?
What's the news? Well, Congress is thinking about what to do for taxes for 2015 and beyond. The House has passed a number of provisions that make a lot of the rules that have expired year after year and it's been extended for 1 year, 2 years,
right,
to make them permanent.
Now, the House has already done that, right?
That's right. They have the bills
ready.
Nothing's happened yet.
And we still don't know if the president will sign it, do we?
No, we don't.
Let's slow down for a minute. Folks, you've probably heard for the last several years, anywhere from the first end of the first quarter to almost the end of the year, Congress has waited to renew, as you said, Section 179 direct expensing, the R&D tax credit, and others. Right?
Correct.
They've waited instead of renewing it and letting you make plans for the year. They've waited, so you didn't know what was going on. Now they're trying to fix that, right?
Well, they're trying to do two things. One is that they're trying to do comprehensive tax reform.
Yeah.
In other words, really doing something that's meaningful, such as bringing down the corporate tax rate to make the U.S.
corporation. All right, hold on to that. I want to talk. That's a different. I want you to get more into that in a minute. But let's stick with these new things, because I want to ask if as it goes from the House to the Senate and the Senate to the White House, do you think the president will sign this?
Well, again, it depends on
all the other stuff.
That they are trying to put in a lot of good things that the president would like, such as making the higher child tax credit permanent, making the dependent care credit better than it is right now,
right,
and so a lot of things that he would like. So if they bundle them all, then he would have to kind of.
Are you saying that this might be the first time in 6 years when the White House and Congress come together and hold their nose and both sign something that isn't perfect for both of them but is better for the country? Is that possible, Barb? Am I being a Pollyanna here?
I don't know.
I've lost my head here, haven't I?
Isn't
this as close as we've gotten?
So far, yeah. It looks like there's a possibility. The problem is that there are a lot of political tax footballs that need to be dealt with.
So the things that Barbara talked about a minute ago that are logical and make sense, that would be permanent. They would make things permanent what have been temporary.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. That you and I would like to have happen. Those are going to get bundled up into a bunch of other stuff. Who knows what it'll look like? Some kind of, maybe some crony capitalism in there, in the middle of it too, on both sides. And so, who knows, right?
Who knows? But the problem is, as usual, which you started out talking about, is it could be a lot later in the year before mm-hmm. we even know what's going to happen for this year's taxes. So it mm-hmm. does make it challenging to
even
to
though.
Plan.
Well, the good what we like about this though is what's on the table is when they do it the next time, if it passes, if they sign it, it'll be permanent. Whereas in the past, we were saying if they sign it, it'll be temporary.
That's right.
Now, if we can get it done this time, we won't have to come back and deal with it again.
At least for the foreseeable future.
Don't say that.
Permanent,
don't say that, Barbara. Don't say that. Come on.
Nothing's permanent. You know, it's been almost 30 years since we've had a new tax code.
Yeah.
And we're overdue.
86. Barbara Wetman, ladies and gentlemen, put a .com on the end of that name and you'll find a world of good information on many levels, not just tax stuff. She's a pretty smart lady. Quick break, 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.